Good morning, a Wednesday morning, and we are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, the old cliche, if you weren't paying attention, you may have missed it. We're talking about the on-air fun drive, a day and a morning. Alan, the most loyal, amazing listeners who understand what an independent radio station means.
Hey, David, you are so right. You know, I'm touched, sometimes close to tears, when I think of the kind of association that we have all made with each other, Republicans, Democrats, independents. I'm exhausted, of course, but I've been watching CNN in the night. Representative David Jolly, a former Republican congressman from Florida, saying the Republic might be safer if the Congress goes into Democratic hands. Well, if Congress goes into Democratic hands, then I think that the concept of impeachment is much more likely to happen, that Trump will be held to a different standard of investigation and everything else by the Congress if, in fact, the Democrats take control. Well, when Donald Trump became the president of the United States, there were a lot of people who felt, and still feel in some cases, that he was leading the country in a fashion that would result in totalitarianism or fascism. You have the institutions in the United States being strained in a way that we never thought we would see them, but they're working. The courts are saying no to the immigration plans that Trump has come up with. You find the Congress saying no to including the requisite number of Republicans to the revision of Obamacare, to the point where we are reading and hearing today of a deal between Lamar Alexander, Patty Murray, two senators, and Trump trying to take credit for it when it does exactly the opposite of what he's wanted all along, which is the destruction of Obamacare. It's going to allow the insurance companies to get that extra money to support the poorest Americans under Obamacare. That's terribly important for now. But the only thing that's going to solve this mess on health care is going to be universal health care. We're going to get there. We have it with Medicare already. It works terrifically. So start expanding Medicare so that it covers everybody in this country. That's the way to do this. And I think it's just inevitable before people come to their senses. I mean, I don't love the idea that the insurance companies have their hands into this thing. They shouldn't, but they do. And it is becoming a national disgrace the way we are treating people of color, people who are poor in this country.
Meantime, the Russian investigation is continuing, Alan, as we see former press secretary Sean Spicer met with prosecutors, Mueller's team, on the Russian probe on Monday.
Well, we don't know a lot about what's going on with Mueller. I have to say, he is a totally professional guy. The Mueller investigation is closed. But we do see everybody making their way up there. And when the federal prosecutors call you up there, you don't say no. You either go voluntarily or they find another way of getting you up there before a grand jury or in another way. I'm thinking that Mueller is really onto something and that we're going to find out more and more as this investigation unfolds. I have great faith in the man, and I don't think he's taking a dive for anybody.
Keeping records, Alan, a story in Political about the National Archives warning the Trump White House to preserve their documents.
And the White House saying, David, as we know, yeah, we've informed everybody about their responsibilities. Well, there's one thing we know about this president, and that is he tells whoppers, and his people tell whoppers because they support what he says. So if they say, yeah, well, everybody knows what they're supposed to do, you could hardly take that one to the bank.
We also see, as you referenced earlier, a judge in Hawaii blocking President Trump's revised travel ban one day before it was set to take effect, and that effect nationwide on illegal immigrants.
Well, this federal judge in Hawaii has done it before. He's doing it again. He's saying, in fact, this plan is even worse than the last one. You know, again, I want to return to something I said earlier in this discussion. And that is that the institutions of government are proving to be pretty good. You know, you have the Supreme Court of the United States, which has yet to be tested on this very thing. They've already punted a little bit and put it off because one of the immigration plans became moot. So we don't really know whether the addition of Judge Gorsuch to the court. We do know that he is tacking, as they say in sailing, to the right. But we don't know what Justice Kennedy is going to be doing. We have some very old judges on that Supreme Court. And that's one of the reasons why control of the Congress, control of the Senate, which has to confirm Supreme Court justices, is incredibly important.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thank you for your energy. Thank you to the staff, but mostly to our amazing audience and family of WAMC.
David, it is incredible. I mean, you just sat there. There were times you just couldn't keep up with reading the names and the comments and everything else that people said. It was extraordinary. What a group of people.
We love you.